Star 1310, and our guest is Martha Minizzi. Martha, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Let's talk about your new project and the new single, Excellent.
Okay, great.
Yeah. How is Excellent doing for you?
It's doing very well. It's climbing the charts, and people are really enjoying it and getting a lot of great feedback, and it's exciting. I've had more people ask for chord charts and you know, for this song than so quickly than ever before, so it's doing great.
How do you enjoy recording? Do you like recording better than doing a live concert?
I like doing the live. It's a lot of pressure. It all falls into really one evening, but one event. But I really love the whole live atmosphere and drawing from the congregation, the people. That's really my favorite atmosphere to record in.
Make It Live is your project. Why the title Make It Live? And how did you come about that concept? Make It Loud. I'm sorry. Make it loud. Yes.
Make It Loud. You know, I just recently, over the last, I guess, couple of years, I just heard things in the media and in society and in culture today, pop artists and so many others making strong statements of their beliefs, of their truth. And I thought, wow, they're not intimidated or they're not holding back or they're not worried at all about what others think. They just say what they believe, and they are bold about it. I thought, how much more should we as believers stand in faith and speak boldly what we believe? And so that's really what Make It Loud is all about. I was just kind of mad about it, and I thought, you know, it's time for us to make it loud. It's time for us to turn up the volume in our lives and live lives of purpose and love louder and give louder and set an example. I mean, as believers, it's time for us to make it loud in every area of our lives.
Now, on your project, Make It Loud, will there be another Glorious, or is Excellent sort of in that vein?
I think Excellent is really the Glorious of the album, if there is one. I don't necessarily like to just kind of repeat what I've done, but if there's anything that maybe is a little bit reminiscent of that song, it'd probably be Excellent. It's very upbeat. It's hyperactive. It's fun. It's a celebration. So probably the closest one would be Excellent.
When you record it Because of Who You Are, that's a song that one can play, and it seems like it brings you into the presence of the Lord. How was it doing that song?
Well, I wrote that song so many years ago, 10 years ago, and every night, you know, that I'm singing, that is a part of my set list of what I sing, and every time the congregation or the people sitting in the audience automatically just respond and are drawn into God's presence, and so for me, I almost feel like it's not my song anymore, you know. I brought it to the earth. I guess the Lord used me as a channel, but it's been a blessing, you know. It's been a blessing to have that song that really just shifts it, in any atmosphere. It just shifts the attention on the Lord and brings Him right into the room every time.
Our guest is Martha Minizzi. Martha, you've won Stella. You've won a Dove Award. How does that make one feel?
You know, it's an honor. It's exciting. It's something that, you know, when this is a career, it's a ministry, but it's also a career, and you have peers, you know, that you work alongside, and the fact that they would take the time to honor me and honor the music that God's given me, it's an honor. You know, it really is, and I just think God is just doing something really unique in gospel music, and, you know, maybe bridging some gaps and bringing us together, and it's just really an exciting time, and it's definitely an honor for me to be a part of the gospel music scene. I love it. To be a part of gospel music is, you know, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
So I would listen to that no matter what, but to get to be a part of the whole family is exciting.
Now, when you recorded the project back in October at the City of Life Church in Kissimmee, Florida, who were some of your guests who will appear on Make It Loud?
Well, I had Jonathan Stockstill from Deluge Band from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Great praise and worship leader, speaker, musician, just an awesome, awesome friend. William McDowell from right here in my hometown in Central Florida. And he's got the number one song in the country right now, I Give Myself Away. But we've been friends for years, and so he was like family, and he was part of this project. Michael Gunger, who is one of my favorite worship leaders right now, songwriters, he's amazing, played the guitar, and we wrote three songs together, and he performed on this album, and so many others. The best of all was my daughter, Danielle Yenizzi, and my 18-year-old daughter. She sang on this project, wrote a song that she performed, and just really an incredible event to have her a part of, and then so many great musicians and so many other worship leaders from the Central Florida area that are great friends of mine came and backed me up and sang on the project with me, and it was really exciting.
Is this your season? Because it seems that you have been so successful, Martha.
Well, you know, I think it's, I think God gives you a season, and then you just walk into it and just make the most of it. And, you know, I always live my life, the foundation is the parable of the talents. You know, you can take what God's given you, and whether it's small or large, and multiply it. You could bury it, you could ignore it, or you can multiply it. And I choose to take what God's given me, whatever season of life I'm in, and just make the most of it and do everything that I can to glorify God and write songs and bless people and encourage others. So, yes, that's how I try to live my life.
Where do you think this project will take you?
You know, I believe that it will continue to open doors. I'm excited just about the whole traveling to different countries, you know, opening doors. We've been to Amsterdam. We're getting ready to go back, and just so many other places that I'm really excited about ministering in, and hopefully because of the relationship connections that have happened with so many other worship leaders, that's been incredible, you know, to kind of build a platform here in Central Florida that will grow that foundation of worship leaders and mentoring and training and teaching and inspiring and encouraging other worship leaders that are up and coming and, you know, working in their church, just to help build their faith and build what they do. That's what I'm believing God's going to do, just new relationships to be forged.
Let's talk about a few songs on your project, Make It Loud. I know that You Love Me, which will feature Jonathan Stockdale and Michael Gunner.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Tell us about that song.
That song is one of my favorites on the album. I think it's going to surprise some people because it's a little bit different for me, but that was a song that we stayed up till about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning writing. It was a song that we had been writing all day, and everybody was tired, and the band went home, and the three of us said, you know what, let's just press in. Let's just see what we can finish. And so we started working on the song, and Michael had the chorus, and all of us started writing the verses and creating this song. And it's so, to me, it's so fresh when you just think about the great love of God. I know that you love me. You never leave me. You never forsake me. I will never be alone. I mean, I think that's a message that people need to hear and know and get deep in their spirit to be encouraged. You know, people leave us, people forsake us, but God promises that he never will. And it's not something that he suggests that hopefully maybe. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And that's a promise that we as believers have, that people that don't believe, they don't have that promise. And so we can stand on that and feel confident and comforted and know that no matter what we go through, he's always there.
Another song, My God.